Hello, beautiful friends and listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Forest Fire Rising, a safe space to talk about life, the universe, nature, and being our best selves. Happy May. Let's see, it's May 2nd when I'm recording this. And yesterday was May Day. Such a beautiful, beautiful month. I love May because it's my birthday month, and it's just like we're finally really getting into summer. Like, I think next week we will finally consistently be in the 70s here, or more consistently. And a couple weeks I'll be able to plant my garden, my little seedlings are growing, and I just love May and the Sabbath of Beltane so much. I think it's just so fun with the flowers and the fire and just looking forward to summer and the growth that's coming. So I just hope you guys all have such big plans and intentions for May. And if you're just chilling, that's fine too. That's fine too. But I really do think that this time is just a great time to just get things rolling, get ready for summer. I've been creating lots of new art for markets, and it's just so beautiful. But today we are on episode 9. 9 whole episodes, almost to 10. 10 will be exciting. I have an exciting episode planned for that. I can't wait for you guys to hear. But episode 9, we are doing one more guest episode. And I'm just so excited for that. So let's get into it. I'm so excited for today's guest. Today we have Allie, also known by her DJ name, Callisto. Allie is a hairstylist and DJ from Nebraska, so she is a fellow Midwest homie. I am so stoked to chat with Allie today about all things art, going after your dreams, and music, and festivals, and more. I met Allie on Instagram a little over a year ago, and we've had the pleasure of meeting in person, and it was so, so fun. I went to this tiny festival in southern Minnesota all by myself, and her partner and her friends were just so nice and awesome, and I am so excited to have even more chances to hang out with her this summer, but for now, I'm so stoked to have her on my show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So if you just want to tell us where you're from, what you do, and all that, just to start the...
Yeah, so I'm originally from West Des Moines, Iowa. I moved to Lincoln, Nebraska around 2 years ago, just so I could be like closer to my boyfriend. And I also DJ and I make music with him and learning how to make music by myself as well. And then I'm a hairstylist. I've been a hairstylist for about like 5+ years now.
I feel like that doesn't surprise me. I feel like a lot of hairstylists, you can just tell.
There's like a hairstylist that like EDM music, but at the same time they have like no idea what this is. Like my coworkers think I'm the coolest person like ever going to festivals and stuff.
Okay, so as y'all know, we always do an oracle poll on my episodes. So I have two decks. I have the Herbal Astrology Oracle and I have the Animal Apothecary Oracle. So which one do you want to choose?
The herbal one. I need to get a new oracle deck. I feel like I don't have enough.
Right. I feel like, I don't know, I have a big stack of decks, but I just love them. They're so unique, and I don't know, I also want to make my own. That's a goal I have for this year, to at least get started on that. All right, so I am shuffling one card for the episode. Okay, we've got Motherwort, which is strength. I like Motherwort. It's a super, like, feminine, powerful type herb. So I love that we pulled that while I have another girly on the show. Let's see what the book has to say. Like the radiance of a lion's heart, Motherwort's energy builds inner trust and confidence. It represents the beauty we possess when we own the power of our gifts and creativity. Devote yourself to the fertility of your gifts and courageously accept your divine destiny. I love that because a big thing we're going to talk about on this episode is about Allie's DJ experience and going after what you want to do that way and just using your gifts in that way. So I love that we pulled this card. It always blows me away how perfect the cards are for the episode. So love that we pulled that. We will definitely be talking about harnessing your gifts. And yeah. But what I do want to start off with, something I haven't really talked about on the show as much as I would love, but spirituality. I know that you are into all that as well, and so am I. And I just haven't touched on it on the show as much as I would like to. And you are one of my spiritual friends, and I feel like I don't have too many in real life, and it's just fun to have that community on the internet. But yeah, just tell me a little bit about your spirituality. I'll tell you about mine and how it's helped your mental health and how it's helped you be a better person.
Yeah, so I kind of got more into spirituality and kind of like witchcraft and stuff kind of like 4 years ago. And I've struggled with depression since like eighth grade. I've been taking medicine for it, in and out of the hospital, just like not doing good, trying to be like someone I'm not. And last time I got out of the hospital, I was like, I need to change this. And I'm tired of hating myself. I'm tired of not loving myself. How do I fix this? Like, what work do I need to do? Because I went to therapy for years, and like, yeah, that helps, like, to work through your trauma, to find your coping skills, and to like find healthy ways to cope and get your medicine. But like, what is really going to help me actually love myself and move forward? So one of my best friends, who I've been friends with for about like 10 years now, I started getting closer with her again. I was like, how do I do this? So she started doing tarot readings for me. And then on one Halloween, she gave me like a boo basket, and it came with like a self-love spell jar and like a tarot deck. And then I got this book, it's somewhere in here, of like, it's like witchcraft or like self-love and like shadow work. And I was like, okay. And that just opened my mind to like so many things. And like, no one can tell me that tarot cards aren't always right. They call you out on your shit. And everything, anytime I do a tarot reading, it either tells me what I need to know or what is coming forward, or like, hey, you need to work on this.
Totally, I totally agree. I feel like they totally call you out on your shit, and like every time I do them for myself, and like even I do them for clients, and all the time they're like, "Oh my God, that's exactly what I needed to hear," like all the time. I've had like, I don't know, one bad review out of like 150 readings I've done, you know? Like,
Right.
so it's just
And
crazy how perfect it is.
it helps so much to have more clarity on how to move forward. I always got like yelled at, like, you need to work on your heart chakra. You need to learn like how to love yourself.
Right,
And
totally. It definitely just gives you like guidance. Sometimes it just tells you what you already know, and it's like it pulls you off. I mean, truly, I believe that even if you don't believe that the guidance is coming from like the divine, like it still like comes from you know?
Right, exactly. Like my boyfriend, he believes in math and science. Everything's math. Everything's math. He's a math minor. But I do tarot readings for him, and he was like, I don't know how you do that. Like, how is that always right? Because he just like doesn't understand that like the divine is trying to talk to you, the universe is trying to talk to you. And like, they want the universe wants you to be your best self. They want you to have the best life.
Right. And once you like realize that, it's so like freeing to be able to like just know that it's all gonna be okay like that. Like know that things are working in your favor. But yeah, I definitely was the same way where I was like, something needs to be different. Like I was just always just so depressed and sick and like and then I finally started realizing what happened to me was that I made some friends online and I realized like these people believe in this stuff that I think I believe in, but there's a name for it and other people agree with this and it just added so much purpose, you know? Like so much purpose because it's so personal too. Like it's not even like it's about other people. It's like this is
That's what I
your
like
practice.
about it, that it's very personal. And to like
Yeah.
get into it is working on yourself. I feel like when I was wasn't really, but I was raised as Christian, and I'm just like, yeah, but I don't believe everything in the book. And like, how is this making me a better person by judging everybody? And how is this helping me grow as a person, as myself, you know?
I was also raised Christian, and I think one day I just was like, yeah, I don't really agree with this. I just don't believe it. And then when I found spirituality and my beliefs now, it was just life-changing because I was like, this is what I believe. I've believed this the whole time, but now I can really dive into it, and it's just so healing. And I love how it can also, you were talking about, like, obviously sometimes people need therapy as well to work through traumas, and that is very, that's pretty scientific and psychological, or it can be, but I love how they can be paired together so well.
Oh, very much. Because everyone has trauma. Everyone has baggage. It's our decision to work through that. It's our responsibility to fix and heal ourselves and not project that onto other people, you know? And I feel like spirituality and witchcraft or whatever people want to call it, I feel like it has helped me love myself more and understand more, but like there's so much involved, and I feel like the more that I like dive myself into it, the more it kind of like keeps me from like focusing too much on like social media and hate or whatever. Like yesterday was Beltane, so I was like more focusing on like, okay, let's do a ritual, let's focus on this, let's meditate more, you know, because I don't know. It just helps my mind a little bit more than always like thinking about like the bad thoughts and stuff.
Totally agree. What are just some little fun rituals or things that are super important to you that you add into your day related to this?
I try to meditate every day. Sometimes it doesn't always work, but meditating really helps me. There's like this playlist that I found on Spotify that's like healing frequencies, and I just kind of like start that as my day, clean my face,
Yeah.
my bed, you
Great
know.
tip, everyone. If you just need to put something on in the background, find those healing frequency playlists that she
Healing.
just talked about and just have it play, because I don't know, some people don't like any background noise and some people need background noise. And if you are just in a spot where you just need something on, or if you're just not paying attention, like subconsciously you are listening to that frequency. So yeah, that's a great tip. Like she was saying, in the morning when you're getting ready, or even when you're just doing nothing, like if you would have nothing on, put the healing frequencies on. Just have it play
Yeah.
because it's gonna subconsciously get into your brain and help.
It always makes me feel more calm
Right.
when I listen to that. And I do that, and then I journal. I journal almost every day. I try to like do manifesting and affirmations a lot, of just like writing myself how I'm gonna be. Like, I am powerful, I am grounded today, I am here for myself today, the universe conspires in my favor. And like writing that down for me more than just saying out loud helps me more. But I've been like journaling for years, so it just helps a lot. And I always do like one protection spell a month, and like a money bowl that I keep up with too, you know.
Yeah, I have the money bowl. I definitely need to get better with like daily like affirmations and being like telling myself them throughout the day. I'm really good at like setting them in the morning, and I do my gratitude in the morning, but I definitely need to be better about throughout the day, about like throughout the day, just like remembering that.
Right. I cleaned my social media a lot on like Twitter and Instagram, and all I follow that I see is like daily affirmations and like stuff like that. So
A
like,
really good idea,
so
too.
seeing that instead of like toxic stuff, like everyone's like, oh my gosh, like Twitter's so toxic, and it is, it can be. Or like, oh my gosh, like social media is toxic, and it can be, but I kind of like mute a lot of
It's also
people. And
all about who you're following, who you're
yeah.
allowing to be on your page. Like, if you guys are like following people that constantly make you feel bad about yourself, people that are posting unhealthy, like diet stuff or unhealthy anything, or even if they're not toxic themselves, if they are making you compare yourself constantly, just mute
Then
them
don't follow.
or unfollow them. Like
Yeah.
if they are living like Just so, like, even if they are doing good, but they are causing you to compare yourself and feel badly about yourself, just unfollow them. You have the power to unfollow whoever, and you don't need to feel bad about it.
People forget that, like, we have control of what we see on social media. Like, you can mute people, you cannot, you don't have to follow anybody if you don't want to. And that's like all of my Twitter is like witchcraft, like stuff and spells and rituals and affirmations and like manifestings a lot with like on Instagram too, and with like artwork and a lot of hair accounts. But I feel like if you see that more like throughout the day, and when you're doom scrolling, I feel like that's better than seeing, people always bitching or complaining or trying to compare yourself to other people, or like seeing stuff that you don't normally like agree with. Like, you don't have to see it. You can unfollow.
Yes, you guys have control. You have control. Like, yeah. I am one of those people, I'll block somebody for like the littlest thing. I'm like, oh, you made a negative comment. I'm just gonna block you right now.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I do not want that at all. Yeah, the internet can be a pretty gross place, but you can also curate your experience for sure.
Yeah, you definitely have to. Internet can be a lot. I've been bullied a lot and like harassed and stalked on the internet,
Oh, yeah.
especially 2 years, but definitely since like I've been on social media. And it can be a lot. It can be draining. It can be like self-doubting, But what I always tell
Totally.
myself is like people who try to be keyboard warriors or try to bring you down for things that like you can't even control, it's just there, it's hurt people. They're like pushing
Exactly.
that pain onto you. So I try to tell myself that it's like, it's not me, it's them. If I
Totally.
need to block them to do it, then like I will block them to do it. And
Totally.
it can be a lot.
I want to do an episode eventually about like navigating that part of social media because I do, so I have a decent amount of followers among my platforms. So I do get a lot of stupid
Just hate.
comments just about like what I look like or like oh you'd be prettier without all that jewelry or oh hippies like so like
Right,
whatever like people that are like I can smell
you.
this video like oh my God be more creative first of all but like also just so annoying but anyway I feel like I have this small fear of like some of that keeps me from growing as much as I want to. Because I know, like, the bigger you get, the more
The bigger
susceptible you
our
are
hate.
to comments like that. And I do think that it is, like, a limiting belief that I have that I really need to shed. I would love to do an episode soon about that, though, about internet
Oh,
hate.
yeah.
But let's see. So we've been talking about social media. So I actually have this on the end of our question list, but I'm gonna hop to it because this is a really good segue into it. But I want to
Yeah.
talk about the positives of social media, and I just Let's see. So, how does social media help you in both your hairstylist job, and art job, artistic jobs, and then your DJ endeavor? How does social media help you in those, and how are you able to use the community online to expand your reach and find like people?
So it helps a lot. I put a lot of work in my social media. I think I have like three Instagram accounts, two Facebook accounts, Twitter account, a TikTok account. Like, it's a lot. I take a couple hours every day, depending the day, on like trying to post on there. For hair, that's how I get new clients. I try to like post more reels like on Instagram because that's like what really reaches people, show them my before and afters. I'm trying to like change it up a little bit more on my Instagram. But I get a lot of people that like see my work, and like that's why they choose me to be their hairstylist, or they like follow me, or that like it's about like the amount of like hashtags I have or whatever, and try to like tag certain things in it. That's how I get clients for that. DJing wise, it actually has helped a lot. I think one problem, at least here in Nebraska, I'm pretty sure in a lot of areas too, like you gotta support each other, you know? Like every DJ and every producer, like in every city, every state, is always trying to show their art, push it out there, show what is going on. So like I have a Facebook group page called Midwest Electronic Music Network, and then I have an Instagram page called EDM Nebraska, and I'm trying to post every single flyer that's going on in Nebraska. Like the Facebook one, I try to post everything that's going on in music wise there, because social media doesn't always show everyone's flyers and stuff. So sharing it goes a long way, like for your friends. Even if you can't go to the event, share the flyer, you
Definitely, I
know?
would definitely agree. I've seen you had quite a few events recently. Oh, also, guys, I'll put all the links and stuff that she just mentioned and everything in the description of this video, and we'll repeat it at the end. So don't worry if you miss that; you will be able to find all that. But yeah, so I'm not necessarily in the DJ side of things up here in Minneapolis, but I definitely am in part of the art. Like I'm trying to
Yeah.
sell my art, and a lot of times I try to find music events to vend at, so I do overlap quite a bit. And yeah, I definitely agree that you just have to be supportive of each other, and not everybody sees everything that you post, you know? So
No.
you have to like just get over
Fair.
the fear that you're like being annoying and just promote yourself. If people don't know what you have to offer, they will never find you if they don't know, you know? So yeah.
Exactly.
So important just to share. And like she said, if you can't go, if you can't buy something from your friend, definitely just share anyway, because so important to push.
It's out and more people to like see it. That's how I was able to make, you know, that's how we became friends, like on Instagram, is, you know,
Yeah.
like I was sharing some of your stuff and we liked each other's stuff. And we like, I also make like some pineco necklaces and stuff. And we did like a trade and
Trade.
yeah.
But yeah, we met because, let's see, Allie won one of my giveaways.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, this girl is cool. So then I followed her. And yeah, it turns out there's just been a lot of one opportunity for us to hang out. And then I think a couple this summer for sure. That'll be great.
Oh yeah, a
We'll
couple of
get to see
festivals
each
will
other in like, what, less than a month now? It is? Yeah, less than a month.
end of this month.
Yeah, the end of May. We'll be at the same festival. I'm so excited for that. Let's see. All right. So, how long have you been a DJ and how did you get into that?
So I've been a DJ for almost 3 years now, and I kind of got into it a little bit because of my boyfriend. But we were like talking for like 3 months when I first like started getting into it. But in Iowa, like I was friends with a lot of the DJs there. I was like, oh, this looks fun. And I really wanted to. So I'm a dancer. I was a dancer for 16 years. I was a competitive dancer, performed on stages and everything. And then my senior year, I had to get double foot surgery because I was born with bunions. I was born with bad feet, so I had to stop dancing. And my best friend who got me into spirituality was like, hey, come to this rave and like you can dance. And I'm like, cool, don't know what this is, but I'm gonna go. When I was like 17 or 18, loved it. And then I started going to like the festivals in Iowa, like 515 and Cosmic Kingdom, RIP, we miss those festivals, but those were so much fun. And I started getting into the scene. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Oh, I have DJ friends. Then I met my boyfriend and I'm like, oh, I kind of want to do this. And I missed being on stage. I miss being a performer. I love just being a goofball on stage when I dance. And if you ever see me perform, I look ridiculous up there. I
Yeah,
have a lot of energy.
she looks like she's having so much fun though. I have
It's
seen her perform and she looks like she's having so much fun. So
and I
fun.
love it up there. I think there's a difference, and I think some DJs don't. Aren't fully comfortable or know this yet, but when you're DJing and you're on stage, it is your job to set a vibe or like make the crowd dance. Like that's her job. And I feel like sometimes I've seen like a couple B DJs that they go up there and they're like barely moving or like anything. Well, how do you expect the crowd to like move or dance with you if you're not like super comfortable? And I
Absolutely.
know
I
like it
think.
takes a little bit to be more comfortable on stage, but I feel like when I'm more energetic on stage, way more people in the crowd are energetic too.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You definitely set a vibe. And it makes your scent memorable too to do that.
Oh yeah.
I think dancing is my favorite part of going to raves and
Oh,
festivals. Like
100%.
I dance the whole, I don't know, five-hour night. It's my favorite part. That's why I think I like it so much, just to like move. Like it doesn't even matter. There's music on, we can dance.
Just moving your body is so like healing,
Oh,
and
yeah.
just losing your body to the music. And like, that's one thing I really like about the EDM community is that we're all dancing and we all look weird and we don't care
Right.
because we're having a good time,
It
because
is.
that's the
It's so fun. And yeah, it definitely is so healing to just move. And also, it's just like such a judgment-free place. Like, it is one of the best places. Like, literally, you don't have to worry about anything. Like, I don't know. So I took one of my best friends to her first rave this past weekend.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was this past weekend. We saw Liquid Stranger.
Oh,
And
fine.
it was her first one. And she was like, oh, what do I wear? And I was like, girl, anything. Like, it's just
Yeah,
fun. You'll see.
wear some PJs. You want to wear a thong? Do it. You want to wear a
Right.
t-shirt? Want to look like you're clubbing? You want to look like you're going for a jog? Wear whatever the hell you want. All I know is if you want to like boost your confidence, put a little bit of glitter on, go to the girls' bathroom. You will get complimented immediately. Like, and that,
Yeah, it's just
love
such
it.
a great, like the vibes are always so good. They're always so like safe and fun. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's incredible. Okay, let's see. I've only been going to raves and festivals for like a year and a half now. I'm so
Yeah.
glad I started. I wanted to for a long time before that, but I just didn't know where to
Yeah.
go or anything, and then I finally did, and it's just one of the best vibes ever. How has being a part of this world and community helped you achieve your goals? How have you been able to like market yourself? And you started like I said earlier, you've been doing a lot more events. Like, who's in charge of
Yeah.
those? How do you meet those people? How has networking helped you in the entertainment industry? Yeah, just tell me a little
Yeah,
bit
so
about that.
I say networking is very important, but like don't get too consumed by that. Like, don't just go to shows just to network. Don't go to festivals just to network. Like, please go and like have fun, but like befriending and being nice like to the right people and talking to people and like getting yourself out there, that does help a lot too. And when I first started being a DJ, so my boyfriend, he owns a production company. It's called Black Magic. It's in Nebraska. And when I first started DJing, I was still living in Iowa, and I tried to get on like every open decks there was. I recorded a live mix, and I started sending that to people in Iowa that I knew through shows. I'm like, hey, I know you know me, or if you don't, I'm Allie. I go by Callisto. Here is my mix. I would love to play a show for you guys sometime soon. I hope you guys have a great day. And I think a lot of people miss opportunities because they are too afraid to speak up or ask. I feel like a lot of stuff that I've gotten is just sending my stuff out. And if you really look, there's a lot of festivals that you can apply to. Like, if you have like a mix and you send that mix and you can apply, like that's how a lot of people get stuff too as well. And my boyfriend actually wouldn't put me on one of his shows for like a whole year because he didn't want people to think that he was picking favorites or whatever. So like, I busted my ass trying to get on so many shows to play, and then I finally was able to play one of his shows. But like, everything that I did for like the first year and a half or 2 years was like by myself trying to get myself out there. And then like my boyfriend would help me a little bit, you know, and like we help each other out. Like, that's what it is, especially in the Midwest scene is way more connected than like the coast of helping each other out,
I would
especially other collectives.
agree.
Yeah. So I also started, I was like, you know what? I want to throw my own event because why not? And now I throw an all-woman femme forward event. It's called Mirai Muses. It means the fates of the muses. I'm kind of taking a break this summer, and I'll be back like for starting with school. But I partnered up with a venue here in Lincoln. I'm like, hey, I want a space to bring women from the Midwest to come and form women or femme forward people, anyone that has wants to honor that feminine energy with them and create a safe space to perform in another state, perform on a bigger stage, and just coming together. So like I have women and femme forward people as DJs, flow artists, and vendors that come. I've done three shows now, about to do a fourth one, and I love creating that community of like more of a safe space for all of us, because it is very masculine forward in the EDM industry as DJs as well. And so trying to create that space has helped a lot, like too, and connecting with people as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's great that you've been able to cultivate that community around something that you love doing so much, and then also do something with such a fun, good message as well. Yeah, I don't know. Networking is definitely important in all things. When I first started like vending art, I was like, how do I find things? And then I found out you just go to things, and then people are
You
like,
literally go to
they
things.
come talk to you and they're like, oh hey, I'm finding this event next month. Here's my information. And like that's how you find things to do and things to be in. And I don't know, people are just so scared to start sometimes. Like you
People are
just
scared, and I think people are scared to like talk, you know? And it's just go out, go to an event, talk to people, make some friends, and then word gets around like, oh, I create art, or oh, you're a DJ. And then like they're like, oh, they think of you for the next show. Why don't you come play this? And then they see your work. Or like same with artists, like, oh, come vend this show. And then they see your work, you know? Like I think we just need to support like each other more. Like we're already doing it now, but like the more that we support each other, like everyone raises up, you know?
definitely. It's all about supporting each other. Definitely. And don't be afraid to start, y'all. Put yourself out there. That's how
I
you
think
do
that's
it. You have to be
area.
a beginner at some point. You have to be comfortable with being a beginner.
And you're not always going to be amazing when you first start it. No,
Right.
but you
And you know
start.
what? That doesn't have to be the point either. You can do stuff just because you like it as well.
Exactly.
Let's see. Okay, so let's see. We can just touch on your hairstylist job for a little bit here, so you can talk about that. And then in case anybody is listening from your area, they want to check you out. How long have you been a hairstylist, and what's your favorite part about doing that?
So I've been a hairstylist for about like 5.5 years, and I love it. I don't think I could do any other job. COVID kind of proved that to me when I wasn't allowed to work, and I'm like, oh, I miss doing hair, and it kind of sucks that I miss doing hair. But I actually have an award in hair. I got student. I got second place. North American Hair Awards as in 2019. It's called Naha, and I won second place in the student for that, and I like did a whole photo shoot, and that was like really cool, and it kind of like opened more doors on like getting some jobs. I'm also certified in like three different hair extensions, and my favorite thing about doing hair is probably just color. I love color. You want to have vivid color, it's less paint a rainbow on you. You want to be platinum blonde, let's do it. You want to be ginger, let's do it. Like I just love making people feel beautiful as they do on the inside, and just like making their day.
Yes, I bet just the confidence is huge in that. So do you do that full time then? That's your full time job. That's fun. That sounds like such a fun, like creative job.
It is,
Definitely.
and it kind of helped me. I kind of like combine both my jobs together, even in like Iowa and here. I kind of like advertise at my job too, like
For
especially
sure.
like I college town, so I get a lot of like
Oh
college
yeah.
kids up. Hey, like, what are you guys doing this weekend? They're like, oh, nothing. And then we kept talking, and they get to know me, and they're like, oh yeah, you're a DJ.
Okay, guys, sorry, we apparently ran out of time on our meeting, so we're starting again.
Starting again. So, yeah, I originally made the Instagram page EDM Nebraska to expand the scene and to show it to like my clients. I'm like, hey, because for some reason, anyone that's like 2 years younger than me doesn't have Facebook. And like, that's where a majority of people get, you know, their flyers, their events are sent to them and the invite. I'm like, okay, I will make Instagram page. And so I just always tell my clients, hey, if you're bored and you want to do something or have a show going on, I post every single show that's going on in Nebraska. Just check out this Instagram page. And I've actually have gotten like a lot more people to like come out and try like the race, and they love it, you know. Like, it's, I think some people forget when we're throwing shows to not just always throw it for the people that are around. We want to expand the scene. We want to welcome in more people, especially like now, a lot of people in our scene who have done it for a long time, they're in their 30s. They're not able to go to every show. They're not able to do as many things as you used to when you know you were like 20 or 21. So like, I'm trying to like bring more people of like, hey, there is raves in Nebraska. Don't know if you guys know that. Check out this Instagram page and come to it. So
Definitely. That's great that you do that too. And I feel like people just need more things to do nowadays. Like with
oh,
so much stuff being online, like we're running out of like places to go and people just need to be somewhere that's not home or work. So it's great that you can do that.
right.
But yeah. Well, it's been so fun talking to you. Thank you
Thanks
so
for having me
much for
on
coming
here.
on. So do you just want to let everyone know where to find you, and you can let us know any events you have coming up. And I'll put all of this in the description for everyone to find easily, but yeah, let us know.
Yeah, so I have a couple events this month, and then I am also playing three festivals this year. So that's kind of exciting. My next event that I have coming up, I think it's like May 18th, I'm gonna go back to Des Moines and see all my Iowa homies. I'm very excited, and we're gonna do like a Black Magic takeover at Lefty's Live Lounge with our Jammers crew. The weekend after that, Caleb and I have partnered with ATD Services. They build stages, and we are now going to try a new location for a warehouse at this warehouse show in West Fair Fairgrounds. And there's like probably going to be like 10 plus speakers. We have in Council Bluffs, Iowa, but 10 plus speakers, lasers, LED screens. We probably have like 12 vendors. There's so many DJs. That'll be a lot of fun. And then our first festival that I'm playing this year is at Reconnection, and that's where I will see you at as well.
Yes, I'll be there. If anybody's listening that's going, send us a DM, send me a DM,
Yeah,
let me know.
that's the DM. I'd love to meet up with you guys. Reconnection is one of my favorite festivals, and it's actually my little sister and my birth mom's first festival outside.
Someone you posted that today, and I was like, I wonder, that's probably the festival they're going to. That's fun.
Yeah, and then I just won the Dance Fest competition in Lincoln, so I will be playing Dance Fest for the first time this year, which is a lot of fun because I have a lot of my KC homies that are playing on it, and I really want to go see them, so that will be really fun. And if you're going, please DM me. I'd love to meet up with.
Yeah, what city is Dance Fest in again?
That is the first week of September.
Yeah, what city though? What?
Kansas City, I think.
Kansas City.
Or close to Kansas City. Yeah. And then the last one is a new one. It's called Symmetry Festival. It's in Iowa.
Iowa. Libertyville, Iowa.
Libertyville, Iowa, which I will also
Yeah,
see
I'll be at
at.
that one too, guys. So.
Yeah, me and my boyfriend will be playing together at that one. And that's like a newer festival, but it's like they have some really cool people on that lineup. And
Yeah, I definitely. I was so excited to see it because I feel like there's so many good festivals on like the coast and just
Yeah.
down south. And like in the Midwest, we have some, but I don't know. Still, I feel like I still live far away from a lot of them because I'm like
Yeah.
kind of at the top of the Midwest. So
Right.
it's still like an 8 hour drive to places, you know?
I like that there's Iowa festivals again because like
Yeah.
505 and Cosmic Kingdom were like it. Those were the best, you know,
festivals go in the Midwest for everyone to hit into, and now that those no longer are a thing, sad. But now
that one's only 6 hours away from me, so I'm excited for Symmetry Festival.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But yeah, that's what we got planned this year so far, so I'm very excited. And if you guys see me, I'm very, first off, I'm very blind, and come up and say like hi to me. It's hard for me to like see very far sometimes, especially at night. And like, don't be afraid to like say hi to me. I love meeting new people. If you're going, DM me. Like, I always love meeting everybody.
Yes, me too. Me too. Say hi to me if you see me anywhere as well. I don't know that I've ever said that. Or like, you all know that, but
yeah,
definitely. Sometimes I've gotten DMs and I'm like, oh, did I see you here? And I was like, yeah, you should have said hi.
Yeah, just come say hi. I promise I'm just a normal, weird person. Yeah. That, like, I'm not that scary, I promise.
But yeah, okay, so thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely listeners for listening. We are so grateful that you decided to hang out with us today. And I hope that you guys loved our conversation. I had so much fun. I hope you guys have a beautiful day and a beautiful week, and I love you all so much, and stay tuned. The next episode is episode 10. It'll be super cool. I'm really excited for it. But yeah, I love you all so much. Goodbye.